if you let the prisoners donate their organs, I would think and I would hope that only, it sounds weird to say, but only the qualified prisoners, those deemed eligible to actually donate their organs, will be the only ones giving up their organs. Because I can deal with getting the kidney from like a car theft kingpin. I can live with that for the rest of my life, but I can't live easily or for the rest of my life knowing I got a kidney from a fucking child molester. So Massachusetts, of all places, says they want to pass a bill. It seems like it's being proposed, but it looks like maybe there's a chance it could be passed. Where basically, prisoners, inmates, incarcerated Scarfaces will be asked or given the option to donate organs in order to reduce their assigned jail times. So, I like it. I don't like it. And there's a lot of in-between as to why the gray area keeps growing and growing the more I think about it. And hopefully you'll agree with me or see where I'm coming from as I elaborate more on this thing. Because it is interesting, because I was reading up on this more when I saw this story. And I saw a lot of different conflicting things. Now, this might apply state to state. So forgive me if you live somewhere where this doesn't apply to you directly, or you happen to work in the prison system, or maybe you're in prison and you know better than I would right now. Being free of having to deal or be associated with jail and prison, not to prison shame anyone incarcerated right now, but I'm saying I never had to deal with this, so forgive me for not knowing that much. But then again, why would I have to know that much about prison if I'm not desiring, or like, you know, or as long as I can remember as a grown boy, I wanted to be in prison and shit and dodge dicks all day while dropping the soap in the fucking shower. You know, forgive me and shout out to you if you have to go through that, but you know, if it's a reality of everyday life right now, but you know what I mean. I'm sure you don't want to fucking deal with it. All right, so like I was saying, depending on the state, again, applicable in this case, apparently as a prisoner, you are not currently allowed to donate organs and or bone marrow, but you are allowed to receive organs and or bone marrow if you're a prisoner in need of either or. So that's where the head scratching begins, because it's fair and it's unfair. Fair to the inmate or prisoner, of course, because they can get what they need as far as saving his, her, them, their, its life if they need an organ or bone marrow in prison, of course, because, you know, stabbings and there's no shootings in jail unless the guards are shooting. I don't know. Is that thing, if anyone that knows more in depth, please feel free to drop in the comments wherever or DM me, whatever. Are you allowed to carry firearms in the prison as a prison guard? I would think, I would hope they would, because if, God forbid, it's necessary, you know, put them down, bonk, bonk, whatever. Or maybe they just got like the batons and or the stun guns or, you know, what do you call those, the tasers or whatever? I don't know. Or maybe they got guns with like the pellets or what do you call those, the little bean bags, I guess. I don't know. Maybe no non-lethal force in the jail, but if need be, maybe they got some backup in or firearms. I mean, you see them in the movies all the time, right? You know, breaking out of prison, they got firearms, they got like weapons locked away somewhere, easily accessible, right? So it does seem unfair or fair, depending on who you ask, because if you're a prisoner, depending on the state, you can get organs and or bone marrow given to you, donated to you if you need it. But if you're a prisoner and someone on the outside, not imprisoned, needs organs, needs bone marrow, they can't get it from a prisoner, so they got to rely on whoever is free and unincarcerated to rely on them to see if they're able to give up, you know, give up the goods as far as their internal goods are concerned, if they're dead most likely, because I don't think anyone living and free is going to want to give up their organs just like that. I know the kidney transplant thing is something where, you know, if you have two, all you need is one good one to live, and you can donate one, better yet said, to another person in need. But even then, still, there's still that whole recipient list and waiting and seeing it's compatible, I think, with the blood type applicable and all, too. Speaking of, shout out to Know It All, my good friend, bro to the show, of course, been on plenty of times. He's overdue to come back to the show. We are currently planning on getting him back on soon enough. I mentioned him specifically because he did have two kidney transplants. So as a God MC, as one of the best rappers alive, I know personally myself now and or know of to exist in the realm and the world of rap and hip hop. You know, shout out to Know It All, having two kidney transplants in his life and still, I don't think he's even 30 yet. And as amazingly skilled as he is as a rapper on the mic, to have that happen to him. And he doesn't even bring it up like that. I think he brought it up in like his first couple of projects. And ever since then, he's so nice, he can overlook the fact that he had two kidney transplants. And that is what, I guess you could say, lured me or attracted me to, you know, besides him having an awesome voice and great, awesome lyrics. That is what attracted me to his whole story and getting to know him better. When he, like, he said it in the song, I caught it and I was like, oh shit, a kidney transplant. And you're still rapping? You're not rapping all about the kidney transplants? I'm sure, you know, shout out to the white MCs out there, but I'm sure if that was the biggest thing that ever happened to a white MC, a kidney transplant or two, let alone, that'd be the whole premise of their existence as far as being an MC is concerned. Yo, I got a kidney. It fucked up. I got another kidney. That did me well. I'm standing tall. Whatever, whatever. You know how the white people rap. You know, I'm not saying all, but, you know, there are definitely awesome white MCs. Don't get me wrong. But if you look at Eminem as the best ever of all time, I have to, you know, judge your point of view and or your opinion. We talked about Eminem plenty of times in past episodes. I'm not going to even touch on that no more.
Oh, my God. It's weed. That's a lot of dead weed.
Fuck! If you think about it, though, knowing that inmates can receive organ transplants and or donations as far as bone marrow is concerned, but they can't give it to the outside people, makes you scratch your head, makes you think, well, who's it really fair to besides prisoners, inmates, whatever, right? If you're outside and you're waiting for an outside person, outside of the prison system person, to give up their organs or their bone marrow. I think bone marrow you can do when you're alive. I don't know, forgive me, I never had to really do some research into bone marrow donation and or transplants, but I'm thinking, of all things, why wouldn't you take something from a prisoner if at least in exchange for them to their benefit, they're getting like somewhat reduced prison time? Now also to keep in mind with them, if this bill passes, they are saying that the reduction in time or the time they shave off someone's prison, you know, stint and or stay can vary from either 60 days to a year off of their prison stint and or prison, what do you call it? Prison sentence. There we go. Prison sentence, I mean to say. That's not fair because then that means they're picking and choosing what you're donating might end up being what gives you, what, 60 days and or 2 months off your fucking sentence. And then on the other broad end of the spectrum, you got a whole year that they'll take off. One whole year to take off, depending on if, let's say, you give up, like, I don't know, what's a fucking vital organ? If you give your heart up, meaning you die in return, oh, you got a year off, but we took your life with it too as well. RIP to you. I'm being an idiot right now because I'm trying to make sense of how this is applicable, because then I'm sure with the bill proposed, if they say, you know what, this isn't a bad idea, let's move this along further, let's get it signed off on eventually, but we need, you know, have this fleshed out in details to see, okay, basically, we got the list as far as tiers. What's at the bottom as far as what only gets you 2 months off your prison sentence versus what's going to get you a whole year shaved off your prison sentence? Because then also, if you go from like bone marrow and work your way up to, you know, like kidneys and or whatever else you can transfer or transplant to someone else without dying, obviously, in jail. Or maybe depending on, this is my other point too, depending on the type of prisoner you are, because you could be like one of those people that are still locked up, you know, unreasonably so for just having, you know, a tiny small amount of weed on their person. Or, you know, they could be like, remember that urban myth and or legend about the guy who was like a cat burglar? He was like trying to break into someone's like, what do you call them, condominiums. And they got the sunroof with all the glass as a ceiling. And they're trying to break in, but they fall through the glass ceiling. And they happen to fall on a kitchen counter or island with like the knife set. And one of the knives with the bigger blades are like pointed up or some way where they fall on it and they stab themselves and they die. And then the owner of the condominium penthouse has to go to jail for that person. Imagine you're that person and you get, let's just say, 10 years because of how idiotic that sounds. I mean, I'm talking about this story was back from the 90s when I was growing up. Imagine you got 10 years for that shit. And, you know, maybe you're like in a low risk jail or prison, whatever, and you're serving your time and this comes up as a proposition. Hey, if you donate a kidney, we'll give you a year off of fucking your sentence. You know, depending on good behavior, maybe you get on 8 or whatever it is, 2, but then one more year shaved off, meaning you get rounded down to 7 instead. Well, I mean, I will probably take it into consideration because, again, as they say, you got 2 healthy kidneys. You only really need one to live and or function, so you can, you know, toss one out of you to give to someone in need as well, too. But you're a prisoner, so they also have to pass the bill to make it sure that you can actually do that. And then you got to be checking up on, you know, because you know how the prison system works. I don't, I'm saying. But from movies, from TV shows, working on the inside with the people that work and run the jail, and you're a prisoner, you're pretty much fucked. You're pretty much, you know, you might as well talk to the brick walls outside in the yard when you get your 1 hour of free time to run around and play tag with, like, serial killers and, you know, child molesters and shit too, right? Better off doing that. Because then you got to be following up with them directly. You got to follow up with the warden, and you got to follow up with this one and that one too. Hey, remember me? I gave up my kidney on, you know, December 5th of 2025 and shit. It's already been 6 months. I'm still healing from my wounds because, you know, I'm in prison and I get some medical care, but not the best. So I'm still literally got, you know, dealing with 2 band-aids over, like, where my right kidney was. How about that year off of my sentence, right? You know, that was proposing a bill, and that's the whole reason why I got lured into this whole thing in the fucking first place, too. And then they tell you what? Oh, you know, well, even if they say anything to you, or get back in your fucking cell, asshole, or beating you at the same time over the head and bonking you with a baton just for asking and shit, which I would guess is your right to at that point if the bill passed and you gave up a kidney or you gave up whatever else you could to this person on the outside who's roaming freely now with 2 kidneys. You're less 1 kidney, and then you're fucked because now you're left to die because you might get a staph infection, you might get gangrene, because they probably, in prison, I've heard also from rap and shit, I think Jadakiss said or whatever, people that go to prison just to get their teeth fixed because it's cheaper and or free versus having to go to an actual doctor and or oral surgeon who will charge you out the ass and out the nose and whatever, and out whatever fucking your mouth, if possible, literally, because they got a drill in your mouth to give you new teeth and shit. I'm sure that's a reality maybe still too. Who knows? Shout out to those who've actually done that. Go to jail to just get some dental work done and or for free. But then you're left to wonder, what kind of surgery they perform on you? Is it really clean? Are they ensuring your safety post-surgery as well? And then also, here's another thing to think about too. If this passes, let's just say, right, this goes in. What if you're the recipient of someone from jail giving up their kidney? I don't know. They died in prison. Their heart. I don't know what else. What else there might be available to, like, get from a fucking organ donor, right? Imagine you are on the list to get a kidney, right? Okay. You waited long enough. It finally opens up. There's a chance to get a kidney. Okay, great. We're going to do it. We're going to perform the procedure. You don't care about the fucking details, right? You go through with it, it's successful, you're fucking getting the kidney put in you, you recover post-op and everything too, life is dandy, life is fine, you got 2 functioning kidneys now, you're able to take a piss without passing stones or blood, you're able to drink all the fucking Mountain Dew possible, your piss turns green, you laugh, you chuckle, whatever, you know, one of many, life's many, you know, joys and pleasures, right, the simple things like that, right, like clean piss, you know, smells like asparagus when you eat asparagus and all that too. Shout out to all the asparagus eaters. I know you got to deal with that, or maybe your spouse, whatever, got to deal with that. But you know what I mean. But then you come across an article randomly on the internet, because we all do that. We all play WebMD. We all do, you know, random Google search on things now because everything's on Google or YouTube, right? And you find this bill starting in Massachusetts. It passed, funny enough, right before you get your kidney transplant, right? Stumble upon the bill. Okay, Massachusetts says they passed it. Then it went statewide, nationwide, everywhere wide. You can get organs donated to you from inmates in prison in exchange for them getting a reduced sentence. 2 months, a year, whatever the fuck it is, right? Then out of curiosity, it's not too far removed from when you had your fucking kidney transplant, right? You received it. You hit up the fucking medical staff. Maybe you're friendly with somebody still who was, like, really kind and nice to you. Maybe a nurse or whatever. You hit them up like, oh, you know what was funny? That's so cool. They started doing that now. That you can get organs from, like, inmates in jail and shit. So it kind of, you know, expands the list of options as far as who can donate and, you know, lessen the time of having to wait to get an organ, right? That's cool. I, you know, when did that start? And they say, oh, you know, You got it on December 5th, right? Oh, yeah, that passed, and we started doing that since, like, you know, April of 2025. You got it in December 2025. And you start to wonder a little bit, no, I didn't get a kidney from a fucking inmate. There's no way I did whatever. No, no way. No way in hell, right? Then you do a little bit more research. Maybe you get more friendly with the nurse and staff, whatever. You start asking and poking and prodding, whatever. And then they finally give you the details. Yes, you were one of the chosen few that got an organ, in this case a kidney, from a fucking prisoner in jail and shit. And then you start to fucking wonder. I would fucking die just going paranoid thinking I potentially got the kidney of a pedophile and or a child molester or somebody just really crazy and or corrupted like that who ended up in prison. Not to say, again, shout out to all the incarcerated persons in there too, in the jail system right now. I'm not saying all of you are like that, but even amongst yourself, you know, honor amongst thieves, even amongst yourself, you got your gen pop and you got the fucking solitary confined assholes, the ones that really do, that really did the dirt, the ones that really did the kinky, you know, perverted, disturbed stuff, or indoor they touch kids, basically. So they get no shout outs, no love whatsoever, even from prisoners inside. You got to be really fucked up to not even get, like, an understanding head nod when you pass by from, like, your fellow prisoner. Like, you pass by any of them, even they killed people, even they, you know, did whatever they had to do, but they didn't touch no kids, so they're looking at you and ready to stab you on sight, basically, right? Imagine, though, you're the recipient of a kidney from a child molester. Then you got that internal drama, that internal debate, tearing you apart on the inside, thinking, holy shit, I got clean, clear piss. It doesn't hurt anymore when I piss. I don't get kidney stones. I'm fine. I'm dandy. I'm able to live my life freely now with two kidneys, fully functional, healthy, all that. But I got a child molester's kidney inside of me. So that means I got a child molester in me, literally, living inside me. And they're walking freely through the fucking prison system and all that too, with 1 year taken off their sentence because I did them that solid of taking their child molesting, kid touching ass kidney inside me in exchange for them to be like, okay, what did I have? 60 years in jail? And now because I gave up a kidney, what? I got 59 years in jail now instead too, and with good contact, maybe 55 or whatever. And on top of that, now too, you got some of the population trying to fucking humanize, of all things, the child molesters, the pedophiles too. Oh, they're just misunderstood. They only touch kids because they genuinely love the kids, but it just so happens that involves having to fuck a kid. No, there's no fucking justification for that. So you fucking numbskulls, stop trying to fucking humanize and or justify the existence of pedophiles, because I'm sure, maybe, yes, psychologically speaking, they've been abused too as children. They've been touched. They've had stuff done to them, but that doesn't justify them, you know, return the favor, forgive me for poorly stating that as such, but keeping the cycle active and moving and going by doing it just because it got done to them. That's why they're in fucking prison. They belong in prison too. So now on top of that too, you got to debate inside yourself. Do I keep this kidney inside me that belonged to this fucking child molester, this kid toucher, kid fucker, whatever? Or do I dig with my, you know, nearest utensil available to me? Oh, what, I've got a soup spoon? All right, and you start stabbing yourself in the back and start digging away at where the kidney is. Oh, shit, I got the right kidney done. I got my left kidney by mistake. And you're dead anyways. And then you're left to die there all alone, knowing that, oh, wait. And imagine the EMTs. They're having an off day, a bad day, whatever. Shout out to the EMTs out there. They find you, and they're like, oh, wait a second. That's the fucking kidney they got from the child molester that this person took without them knowing. Oh boy, I bet you had to do something with that, right? It becomes a whole thing. I'm just saying. All right, talk, bitch.
Riddler, talk.
Please, don't hurt me. I'll talk.
I knew you would.
Nice. Don't mind me while I dislocate your jaw, but thank you for the information. I appreciate you cooperating with me, citizen goon. If you let the prisoners donate their organs, I would think and I would hope that only, it sounds weird to say, but only the qualified prisoners, those deemed eligible to actually donate their organs, will be the only ones giving up their organs. Because I can deal with getting the kidney from like a car theft kingpin. I can live with that for the rest of my life, but I can't live easily or for the rest of my life knowing I got a kidney from a fucking child molester. and a serial child molester. Like, they've been running after him for years. They finally caught up with him, and the best they can do with him besides, you know, fry his brains dry from his skull so it's leaking out his fucking ears is just sentence him to like 130-something years in prison, thinking that's going to do anything or make any sort of positive change. He's still a threat. They're still a threat. It's still a threat, whatever they identify as, too, because I'm sure even in prison now, they're trying to justify categorizing properly whatever the child molester pedophiles identify as, he, she, them, it, them, or just misunderstood or miscellaneous because, you know, whatever. They need they need favors done to them, too, as far as how to identify. Massachusetts, please, if this gets passed in your state and it becomes a thing where other states approve of it, they want their own version too as well, let's flesh out the details. Let's make sure, you know, only the prisoners, the inmates, the incarcerated persons on the lower end of the scale are the ones eligible. Maybe like a year off their sentence can make a difference as far as like maybe if you're an inmate with 10 or less years in your sentence and on good behavior and nothing else happened while you're incarcerated, this applies to you. You know, so long as you're healthy and, you know, whatever else is applicable. If you're 10 or more years, or if you've committed crimes of a certain severity and or heinous nature or whatever, shout out to SVU, then ineligible kind of thing. I would hope so. Because if they're making this happen, then you got to wonder, you know, listen, I'm not trying to scramble and or trying to run and ask all the staff possible if they retired or if they're still there. Who did I get my fucking kidney from? Please don't tell me a child molester. Please don't tell me someone that was a serial killer on the run, murdering 18-year-old virgin women from the Pacific Rim only, but they happened to live stateside because they didn't want to travel to get a passport. They were too lazy. I get that. Shout out to all you that don't have a passport. Like me! I'm too lazy, I guess. Whatever.
Yo, it's over. All right? It's over. It's over. Yeah. Move the mic.
Thank you.
All right.